Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the cattle futures market today was mixed. We were higher early on, but then gave some of it back. June live cattle were at 116.02, which was up 55. That was about $1.30 or so off the high earlier in the day. You know, there's a lot of hope after yesterday's, well, the last 2 days really of reversal that the thing would gain momentum. But the June live cattle went and touched the 20-day moving average at 117 and then retreated back to close at 116.02. The next month out, August, we're at 37 higher at 118.85. They went all the way up to 120.12 and met some resistance there. The feeder cattle were up $1.25 in the May at 131.72. The August up 87. September's up 50. At one point, they were up nearly $4, with May reaching all the way to 134.35, but then retreated to be $1.25 higher at 131.72. August 144.27, about $3.20 or so off of their high. So it rallied, and then corn started rallying midday, and that pushed feeders right back down. The June hogs were down $1.62 at 112.85. You know, earlier this week, the June hogs and June live cattle were the same price. Now they're back out to a spread of about $3.25.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures market surged higher again. We had May corn up 13 and a quarter at 772 and three quarters. That is a contract high. The December was up 11 at 636 and a half. Also a new contract high. So corn market is just continuing to be a shortage here. We're hearing various reports of people unable to get corn delivered at these prices. November beans were up 24 and a half at 1433 and a half. That put them at new highs, just like the corn. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat were both higher as well. July Kansas City up 10 to close at 736 and three quarters. That matched a previous high from the end of April. Today's cotton futures look like they're going to be down 92 in July at 89.66. The December up 17 at 86.84. Currently, the Dow Jones up over 200 points at 34,659 on the highs there. We had a jobs report, which most people thought was disappointing because it was quite a bit under what the expectations were. But the market rallied following that report. July crude oil is up 7 at $64.74. It's been hovering in that mid-60 range for a few months now, which seems to be a happy equilibrium.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.